Kayla Carter. Chapter 1. It was moving day, and I was moving schools. I was moving from California to Illinois. My new teacher's name was Mrs. Witch Dollop. "Are you sure she's not a witch?" I asked my mom. "Oh, sure," my mom answered. My dad died when I was 3. Now it was just me, my mom, and my sister Grace, who is now in her second year of high school. I was not happy to move. I had to leave all my friends. I was so nervous to go to school tomorrow. What if my teacher really is a witch? Chapter 2. "We're here," my mom shouted as she woke me up. My mom forced me to wake up. "Get out of the car. You get to decorate your room." "Yay," I said in a sleepy voice. After a while, it was time to go to bed in my new room. The next morning, I woke up to my mom yelling at me to get up.
"Wake up, Gianna! I'm waiting,"
my mom yelled from the kitchen. I didn't really want to get up, but I did. I got up and first got dressed in a t-shirt, sweatshirt, and shorts. Next, I brushed my teeth and hair. I put my hair in a ponytail and a black Nike headband. Then I ate my favorite cereal, Honey Nut Cheerios. Chapter 3. When I arrived at school, it didn't look like a normal school. It looked weird. All the lampposts outside of the school flickered. There was cobwebs all along the roof of the school, and nobody else was getting dropped off. "Are you sure I should go in?" I asked my mom as she pulled up closer to the school. "What if it has some cobwebs along the roof? I bet the inside is more welcoming," my mom said. I walked into the school as my mom drove away. As soon as I walked in, the door locked behind me. All the lights were off except for the first room you saw when you walked in. In the room, there was a witch, ghosts, zombies, vampires, and goblins. The witch was the teacher. It must have been my teacher, Mrs. Witch Dollop. But something caught my eye. There was another human girl in the classroom. I went and sat by her, and she told me she was new too, and her name was Maya. It was weird, because in a week, it was going to be Halloween characters, but they looked real. Mrs. Witch Dollop was the scariest. Suddenly, the light shut off. There was no noise. Then someone took me and Maya. Whoever took us into a darker room with a dirty rug on the floor. Above my head was a chandelier with cobwebs all over it. Then a squeaky witch voice said,
"Sit down and enjoy your lunch, girls."
After that, there was a light that shined on a table with 2 meals on it and 2 chairs. The meal looked terrible. Finally, I sat down and so did Maya. Chapter 4. Me and Maya did not eat any of the food.
"We have to make a plan to get out of here," Maya said. "First, we have to get to know the school," Maya continued to say.
So we got to work as soon as we could. We looked around and found some other classrooms with the same creatures as there was in our classroom. We walked down a long, dark hallway. Then we bumped into fourth graders.
"What are you guys doing here?" said one of the fourth graders.
"Well, I am Gianna and this is Maya. We're new at this school and all of our classmates are scary creatures," I said.
"What? We thought we were the only new kids with classmates that were weird," said the other fourth grader.
"We're second graders and we're just trying to get to know the school," said Maya.
"Our names are Austin and Jessica," said Austin.
We walked around more of the school. Suddenly, we heard a voice saying,
"Hello?"
We all froze. We walked closer to the voice. It was a little first grader.
"I'm Leslie,"
she said.
"I'm new here also."
"Wait, did you guys notice we're all new kids and we're the only people who aren't weird, scary people things?" Jessica exclaimed.
"That's strange," Austin said. Well, I think we should all go before we get caught, I said. We all went back to our classrooms. Chapter 5.
There you guys are,
Miss Witch Dollum said. Oh no, she caught us, I whispered in Maya's ear. After a while, me and Maya found ourselves tied up in a chair. I was horrified. What was she going to do with us? She walked over to me. Chapter 6.
Boo!
All the class said as they turned on the lights and pulled off their masks.
We scared you, said Miss Witch Dollum. What's going on? I asked.
Well, this year the school chose to scare all the new kids, since it is Halloween time, and my name actually is Miss Dollum, and these are your new classmates, said Miss Dollum. I hope all the new kids like it here. So, do you guys like it so far? She continued.
Well, we've only gotten scared the whole time, but that was fun, said Maya.
The rest of the year, we had so much fun. I'll never forget that year. The end.